Thank you, Brother Bill, again. I'm really happy to be a part, and I don't forget how many years we've been with you, but it's been quite a spell that we've been able to join you for the gospel of the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on KRAJ 100.9 FM right here in the Antelope Valley. And in order for us to do anything that's going to amount to anything, we're going to need the Lord to help us. So let's take a minute. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to speak and to share a word from your word that men and women, those who are already saved, will rejoice, and those who are not saved will at least walk away with a question as to what they need to do to find Jesus into their heart. So that's kind of how we're going to do that today. And we have a program on Angela Hearn's Facebook page, and it's called Meet Me at the Table. And right now, we are dealing with what we call the advent of Christ. In other words, the information and the things that happen leading up to the birth of Christ. So I'm going to kind of look at that. So it'll be a little scattered all over the place here today because I want to leave some things with you. So let's start off, if we may. Let's see. There's three things that we're going to use in terms of the advent of Jesus. Number one is, I know how many of you have been asked already. You meet people, at least in Mississippi, where I was born and raised, where we would say, hey, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? And sometimes we had a little statement that we developed, and we'd say, hand it here. Or somebody said, Merry Christmas. You say, hand it here. and we just had fun with that back in Mississippi. But now the question that I have to put on the floor today, are you ready for Christmas? And it is incumbent upon us to recognize that the Christmas that we are talking about, most people will look at that from an economic point of view. We're buying gifts, we're buying Christmas trees, and we're doing all kind of things to show that we're ready for Christmas. But the question that I have today is not a Christmas tree. Has nothing to do with the gift that we can buy for each other. It has nothing to do with any kind of a thing like what can I get for Christmas, or buying any new clothes or anything. It doesn't have anything to do with that. What I'm asking you today is, are you ready for Christmas as it relates to what's going on in your mind? So this advent of Christmas then had three particular steps. One, are you ready for Christmas? And I want to talk about that a little bit tonight. And number two is, what if there was no Christmas? What if there was no Christmas? And then the third thing is, the joy of Christmas is what we are doing in the Advent. Well, last week we talked about and asked the question, are you ready for Christmas? And ladies and gentlemen, I just this week have three funerals. And one on the Wednesday, another one on Thursday, and another one on Friday. Three different funerals on this past week. So my question then, to recognize And I don't know the heart of these people. And by the way, they were not all old. One, of course, the one that I did on the Wednesday was a good friend of mine, Barbara Frazier. And there's no doubt in my mind that she was ready for Christmas. She was ready to see Jesus. In fact, she was so ready that she called her next sister and told her, says, listen, if you want to see me before I take off and go home. And she did it just that relaxing. If you want to see me before I take off and go home, you better come on down now. And I don't know what state I lived in. But the key thing here is she had problems with knowing that she was going to leave and call her friends and her sister and said, you all come by and I got something to tell you. And her sister, when her sister got there, they got to singing and praying and the key thing is it was not begging the Lord to give her more life. He was thanking the Lord for him already putting together, already. How many of y'all are familiar with John chapter 14? And where Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And where I go, and you know the rest of that story. But the key thing is, Barbara was in her right mind and went on and had prayer, singing and praying and enjoying the relationship with her sister. And when that was over, she just, the next evening, maybe the next morning even, she went on home. Now the point that I'm asking you today, if the Lord were to call upon you to come home, are you ready for that? My thing is here today is I just want to put some things on your mind to think about so that you can absolutely have your pathway clear and be ready to receive the Lord Jesus. Now, in the book of Luke, if you would like to turn with me into Luke chapter 3, verse 4, 5, and 6. Watch this. Now, this is Dr. Luke speaking. And he says this, as it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah, the prophet. See, now he's looking, Luke is looking back. When Isaiah wrote what I'm about to read, that was about 700 years before Christ actually had come, somewhere around 700 years. So listen what it says. As it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Prepare ye, in other words, are you really ready? Do you really have your stuff together so that you can be able to see the Lord and not only see him, but live with him forever? Good job. Oh my goodness, that blesses me. Just to know that when all of this is over, I'll be able to move in a place that's already set up. Don't have to buy no furniture. Don't have to fix nothing. Don't have to do no repainting. Woo, 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 woo. That's because God is good and he's already set up a place for me to live forever. That's verse 4. Verse 5. And then he says, this is what I'm doing, and this is what the children of Israel need to do in order to be prepared for Christ. And this is what it says. Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough ways shall be made moon. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And so what I'm saying to you today and asking the question, are you ready for Christmas? This is one of the steps in the advent of Christ. And the question comes right now that if Christ were to call for you now, and that could happen, any one of us. In fact, today, not today, but the day that we had the funeral, which was on this past Wednesday, one of the young men that was on his way to the funeral, as he got ready to turn in to the funeral home, he got rammed with a car who weren't paying attention to what they were looking and where they were going, and ran right into the back of him. He didn't get hurt, but it towed his car out on his way in to the mortuary to be a part of the funeral service. So my bottom statement is to you all, ladies and gentlemen, don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody get in your way. Don't let nothing get in your way from getting yourself totally connected with the Lord Jesus. Because our Savior, our way, in fact, I say that life is a mystery, because we don't know what moment something is going to happen. You don't know from when you take one step, the next step, you don't know if you're going to get there. Mm. But the one thing that you can do, you can say, if you're connected with Christ and if you're ready for Christmas, you will be able to say, I know. If I don't know, I know. What do you mean if you don't know, you know? Well, one of the things that I know, if I don't know what this next step is, but I know who makes my next step, and that's the Lord Jesus himself. So I urge you all, as Luke wrote to us in that particular scripture, to be ye also ready, for we know not when that is. So I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I'm excited this year. So many things have happened over this past year that I can't even name them all. But one of the things that I can say, that I'm thankful. Did I do everything right? No. But did I do anything wrong that I knew was wrong before I did it? No, I did not. But I did make some steps that were not right, but I did not know that they were not right. But the bottom line is, God gave me a chance to get up. He gave me a chance to repent. In fact, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you are ready for Christmas again, even though you didn't act like it. Even though you didn't speak like it, even though you didn't think like it, but you're still ready. And the reason why you're ready is because of the fact that he absolutely has made provision for you, that you can stay up to date all the time. Now, I'd like to take you to the actual birth of Christ, and let's look at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And let me, I ain't going to have time to go into the details with you on this. But remember, the question I asked today, are you ready for Christmas? And let me just remind you again. What do I mean by that? I do not mean how many gifts you can get. I do not mean how many gifts you can get. I do not mean how many new elements of clothes you can buy. What I really mean in this particular one is your soul right with Jesus. So listen what it said in Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree or decree from Caesar Augustus. In other words, it's tax time. It's tax time. And so listen what he said. And everybody went to their own counter, to their place where they paid their tax. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph went. But Mary was pregnant with Jesus. And by the way, she was not pregnant by her husband Joseph. She was pregnant with the most precious in all the world. And that is that the Lord had chosen her to be the carrier of the Savior of the world. So I'm thankful as we prepare to close this message that on while they were there to pay their tax, Mary, it became time for her to have that baby. But everywhere they went, they couldn't find a place for her to be comfortable enough to have the baby. Now I'm off. I feel like tears in my eyes. I feel like, God Almighty, look what Jesus did for us. But look what Joseph did. He says, all right. So he goes into a stable. I don't know if he had to push the sheep back or the donkey back or what. But he made provision for Jesus to be born. And after he was born, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. And guess what that was for, folks? That was for me. That was for you. And as we close this message, ask yourself the question, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for the Christmas of your life? And only one can have that Christmas is just you. So we're thankful for it. And I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone and say, if you're not ready, check it out. And if you need to know or have any questions about how to see Jesus or know him, get a hold of Brother Mel, and he'll hook you up with me. And I'd be glad to share with you and let you know that Jesus loves you no matter how ugly you are. If he can love an ugly dude like me, I know he can love an ugly dude that's not quite as ugly as me. I know he can love you too. Father, we come to you now thanking you for this opportunity to share your word. Make us ready and keep us ready so that when you call upon us to come home with you, that we will be ready to have a Christmas with you like we ain't never had before. Oh God, I thank you and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and we thank God for you. And by the way, those of you who have Facebook, I'm on every Thursday night at 8:00 on Angela Hearn's Facebook page from 8 until 8:30. So every Thursday night, please listen in with us if you'd like. And you can chime in by hooking up with us if you'd like, because I love to teach. And if you're looking for a church to go to on Sunday, our church is open, Livingstone at 37721 North 100th Street East in Sun Village or Little Rock. And that starts at 10:00 on Sunday morning. Or you can check in on your on the live stream. God bless you. We'll see you next week.